Kevin O'Leary even said, and I want to spend 10 minutes breaking down Kevin O'Leary, and then we're going to go over to our reaction for the day. Kevin O'Leary says California is hot trash. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's rock.
And SpaceX to Texas as well. Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, says California is a, quote, dumpster fire for businesses. He joins me now. Kevin, it's great to have you on the show. Here's how big a deal this is in California. Chevron leaving, the Los Angeles Times says, is a big hit to the state of California. And when the Progressive Times is saying that, you know it's a big hit.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Gavin Newsom, and I've said this multiple times, great guy, I've met him, I like him, has no executional skills, has no idea what's going on here. He's turned his state into a version of Venezuela.
What's up, Kerry?
And everybody's leaving it because the policy's broken. You know, you don't have to get into partisan politics on this. California, mm-hmm. as far as business is concerned and job creation and economic prosperity, is a dumpster fire. It's on fire. These companies are leaving after hundreds of years there because they can't do business. They can't make money. They can't employ anybody. And in every sector, I'm wearing a chef suit today because I invest a lot in food services. We don't touch California in food services. You can't make money there. The policy on minimum wage is insane. At some point, the people of California should probably hire new managers. When I have a failing business, I fire the manager and I hire somebody better. You can.
It's too much like right. Okay, for the people in the back that's a little slow like myself, because I'm a C student and I like to break it down from a C student's perspective. What he's basically telling y'all is Gavin Newsom, as the leader of California, and all of your legislators are basically, and they have been for a long time, destroying California. But you know why they don't worry about it? Because they automatically know that California is going to vote blue. And so whoever it is that wins the primary, right, or whoever it is that comes out on top from the blue side, it's automatically going to win. For one time that I remember in my lifetime, I think they had the governor. They had the governor that had Arnold Schwarzenegger in there, and they got mad at him for driving a Hummer. They was more concerned about whether or not he was driving a Hummer versus absolutely making sure that California policy benefits the residents and the business owners that employ the residents that live in California. And so Kevin O'Leary is saying, listen, man, I don't know why y'all not getting rid of the person that's making it worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And when you go outside and you walk down the street and you can't take your family nowhere and there's poop everywhere, I don't know why y'all keep letting this person run all of y'all out of the state. I was talking to a guy, and I think I might have told y'all this before. I was coaching a guy, and we were talking about real estate, and I was telling him what my different strategies are and how it is that I leverage real estate in order to protect my assets and make sure that I continue to grow my net worth, right? And so we was going over a different strategy. And it was him and his wife, and they were in California, and they said, Anton, I got to get out of here. I got to sell these properties. I said, what do you mean you got to sell your properties? And this is when I realized that the laws were never in favor of the people. It was always in favor of the criminals. He said, Anton, he said, I got 5 rental properties. But he had mortgages on his. And he said, listen, man, nobody pays rent. And it's hard to get people out. And I don't know what to do because I got to carry the mortgages out of my own pocket. And the rent moratorium and this and that and this and that. And I don't know what to do. He said, man, I will never, ever, ever in my life. He said, you know how hard it is to get people out that don't pay rent? That people literally prey on you to get into your property and not pay rent in California? I said, no way. He said, man, I got to get out of here. He said, I got to get out of here. He said, the taxes is killing me. The people is killing me. The legislators are killing me. And I don't know what to do. He said, I don't know what to do. I would never in my life buy a property, let alone a rental income property in California.
You can hire better managers. Dumpster fire. It's on fire.
Yeah, and part of that is, and I know you have this, we were going to ask you, by the way, why in the world are you wearing a chef's outfit? We'll get to that in a minute, but you bring up a very good point, is that California raising the minimum wage to $20, and you have a lot of fast food restaurants that are leaving the state, that are getting rid of jobs, that are cutting hours. And then you look at Tesla, and you look at SpaceX, and you look at X, and you look at Elon Musk, and you think, man, this is something that is not just a one-off. This is a pattern in California, and it is a steady pattern. And as you say, if you're managing the state, somebody's got to raise their hand and say, we're doing something wrong.
I'm a multi-sectoral investor. You just detailed multiple sectors. You have technology. You have energy. You have food and consumer goods. They're all leaving because the policy's broken. I don't make money on politics. I don't care. I'm agnostic. I don't care who runs California, red or blue or independent. Mm-hmm. I couldn't care less. Policy matters. And Gavin Newsom's policy is broken.
So you do care about who runs California. See, this is Kevin O'Leary's way of trying to stay neutral, but I guarantee you that Kevin is voting red. I guarantee you that Kevin O'Leary is voting red. He's saying he doesn't care about who runs it, but policy. But guess what? Policy is closely tied to whatever side of the fence you're on in politics. If you blue or if you red, when you tend to side with criminals versus actually siding with residents and business owners, you're literally picking your policy. When you go with Gavin Newsom, what did you think that he was going to do? He was going to do more of what he already did before he got elected the first time. He going to do what he did in San Francisco as the mayor of San Francisco. What y'all thought that he was going to change?
An effect. You raise minimum wages, you wipe out hundreds of thousands of jobs, and you lose giant industries. Energy is the essence of an economy. You can't do anything without energy. And they just kicked him out of California. Look, Gavin, I love you, but maybe you got to find a job doing something else you're good at, because it's not this.
But you have said many times, Kevin, listen, not just California. I mean, you're from Massachusetts and a lot of your friends, and you're down in Florida, and you're like, listen, this is not just a California problem. This is something that a lot of states have problems over regulation, over taxation, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, look, I think we should reward the states that have pro-business policy. You're right. Massachusetts, I left. My family lives in Florida. All my neighbors.
Boston is it's a rough place. It's a very, very, they got good public transportation. I like visiting Boston. I like their downtown. I like that they got the grade of the establishment as far as the restaurant on the front of the thing when you walk past the restaurant to see exactly what type of establishment you're getting. But Boston is a tough city. It's very, very expensive. It's very, 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 very expensive. And I know he's not saying Boston in particular, but Massachusetts, it's the bank robberies hub of America.
Neighbors live around me. I don't want to punish success. When you talk about a super tax for wealthy people that have basically taken all the risk to create jobs, you chase them out of the state. We need the competition of states. An hour ago, I just inked a deal in West Virginia for 180 acres to build a data center. Not inked. I just optioned the land. I would never do that in upstate New York. Never. Even though their power is cheaper there. You can't get anything done in New York. I'm getting it done in West Virginia, Oklahoma, North Dakota. Let's reward these states. Let's bring our money there, celebrate them, talk about them like I am right now, and punish the weaker ones that don't give good policy. This is America. We build businesses. If you can't compete, you get whacked.
And the only reason people still living in California is because of the location and the weather. That's it. That's it. It's no other reason to be in California or to be in LA or to be in Sacramento or to be in the Bay or to be in Oakland. None of that. It's no reason to be over in San Francisco. It's no reason to be over. San Diego got the best weather in the state, in my opinion. But it's no reason to be over there. It's no reason to be in Glendale. It's no reason to be in any of these places, bro.
Good with
Have y'all been to Hollywood? Hollywood is not a tourist destination. Hollywood is a pee trap. And I'm not talking about P-U-S. I'm talking about P-E-E trap. Hollywood is horrible. Have y'all seen those walks, those stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Man, it's like Zombieland out there.
That's the essence of what drives the economy. So yeah. New York, no. New Jersey, no. Massachusetts, no. California, no. North Dakota, yes. West Virginia, yes. I'm telling you, Oklahoma, yes. Good policy gets my money. I'm not the only guy saying this. I want to bring money and jobs to states that get the joke.
Yes, chef. Yes. I got to go, Kevin. But are you going to cook something or is this just a statement? I've got
shout out to Kevin O'Leary for calling it what it is. It is a hellhole. It's a dumpster fire. And everybody is walking away from California that can get out. They are getting out unless you're going van life. Then you're going over to California because you like the weather. All right.